Once a month, I visit Uptown Charlotte's historic Elmwood Cemetery, where my mother was laid to rest 3 years ago. My great-grandparents, grandparents, and mother share a family plot. I go there to place flowers on her grave in particular, and to take in this slice of serenity amidst the downtown bustle. But lately, I've been concerned by a homeless man who has created a space for himself near my family's plot. My first reaction on seeing him was a feeling of annoyance. I was not comfortable parking my car in the cul-de-sac near the gravesite and walking with my children past this man to deliver my mother's flowers. I know that the homeless are, for the most part, passive, marginalized people who live on the fringes of society. We do not want to see them on our squeaky clean streets, in our manicured parks, or loitering near our glistening high-rises. And so, I suppose, homeless people go where they will receive the least condemnation, Elmwood Cemetery, where the dead cannot raise their voice in protest, nor welcome them with approval. Those who lay in the plots and tombs of Elmwood treat the homeless much in the same way we living do, with silent disregard. I went to the cemetery again later that same month, and again, there he was, with his shopping cart spilling over, parked behind a large headstone. Had he not been around, I would have delivered the flowers to my mother's plot and stayed briefly to pull the crabgrass that overflows onto her marker. This, my symbolic struggle, I think, against the finality of her death. I do not like to see the grass growing over my mother's name. I do not like to find a colony of ants creating an ant megaplex on the engraving of her birth and death dates. And I do not like to see the homeless people who lately have been making their beds on the bank under the willow tree near her plot. I contacted the cemetery administration office regarding the homeless man at Elmwood. I was told to call the police. I felt bad about that. Are the police really necessary? He's just a homeless guy. Or is he? My sister did call the police as instructed when she recently visited Elmwood. "What's the problem, ma'am?" the policeman said. My sister pointed to the homeless man, stretched out on the bank, asleep. "Him?" the policeman said. "Oh, that's just Hamrick." My sister told the policeman that he may know Hamrick, but that she did not. "He did the right thing," the policeman said. What will I do when I next go to my mother's grave? Should I call for a police escort? Should I introduce myself to Hamrick? What if the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Department decides to sweep the cemetery on a regular basis? If so, where will Hamrick go? If a homeless person cannot seek solace in a cemetery, where can one? I am afraid of Hamrick. But more than being afraid of a homeless man, I fear that I've become one of those people who preach acceptance only when it is convenient. Perhaps I'm turning into one of those people you see on the news, protesting a shopping development or a camp for hurricane refugees, carrying signs that read, "Not in my backyard." Perhaps my sign is reading, "Not by my mother's grave."